Indian tradition, we present this gift of nature to honor our esteemed guest from Bhutan. I request Dr. Rajiv Sandhu to present a bouquet to the Honorable Minister, Dr. Ambumani Kanta. Dr. Kamli Bhaiya will present the bouquet to Dr. Ambumani. Dr. Shalini Singh will present the bouquet to Dr. Henry Gidone.
اور اس کا جو ہے گروپ بھی اس کے And we could have not had such a wonderful scientific program without the support and the hard work of the each of the scientific tracks and their committee. And the chairs of the tracks were for track A, Gustavo Gonzalez, Chandra Puri, and Robin Shepard. Track B, co-chairs were Roshi Govindan, Sharon Hilliard, and Sanjay Mahindra. Track C, the social science track, was co-chaired by Nika Mora, Will Stone, and Elizabeth Tony. And track D, the co-chairs were Radiant Bhattacharya, Kelly Dantra, and Kim Dixon. I would like to thank each one sincerely for the enormous amount of work that was put into organizing the conference, the scientific program, and the contribution they made in ensuring that every aspect of Metropolitan Society was covered. Thank you.
Now that after the few Ladies and gentlemen, As many of you may know, I have been coming to India for the past 30 years. I have participated in many bilateral and multilateral programs. I've attended numerous conferences. But, in my opinion, ICOSOCITE 2008 is the most important conference that I have ever attended. In the last year, one trial was stopped because of apparent increased risk. Another trial was stopped in arm because of futility. And a third trial was completed without demonstrating effectiveness. But women still need the power to protect themselves against HIV. The pursuit of microbicides can succeed, must succeed, and will succeed. The discussions that will take place here by the biomedical sciences, the clinical trials, the social and behavioral sciences, the advocates, and the community in general, will inform the process and accelerate the successful pursuit of microbicides. Good luck with your deliberations.
Medical Doctor and the Minister for Health and Family Welfare in India.
He has a big interest and desire to place India in the forefront of medical research. His commitment to the Center for Prevention and Migrant Crisis has inspired us to take up new initiatives in this area, and we are indeed indebted to him for making this inaugural ceremony. I would request you, sir, to give the inaugural address.
Most effective method of lowering HIV prevalence in population where counseling departments. However, counseling only department may cohabitate with partners other than their spouses. Condominium and spouses remain low. Hence, for couples who don't use condom consistently and correctly, safe and effective microbicide would offer an alternate method of protection because many men are unwilling to use condoms all of the time, if at all, unquote, says Laurie Hayes of Center for Health and Gender Equality. Hence, women need a product that they can control and even use the partner's consent or knowledge. At the moment, a vast country like India has done well in the early and mid epidemic stage to bring down the overall infection rate and at least maintain a plateau through its major thrust on improved quality of service, reducing of infection through blood transfusions, considerably making transfusion services completely safe through voluntary donors, through a very robust mother-to-child prevention strategy, and a policy which now provides antiretrovirals to infected mothers along with their child. And India also has made a large capacity of introducing free antiretroviral drugs in stages to the entire population. And this year we have rolled out the second antiretroviral for HIV AIDS free of cost. However, all of these do not work until and unless we have more rules for prevention. And vaccines are far away, particularly after some dire experience of failures with ALBAC and MERS, adeno-5, and of course the AAV vaccines which we have tested here in Pune. However, these setbacks have only enhanced the resolve of the research community and agencies to find new solutions. Hence, two of the most attractive women-friendly products are female condoms and microbicides. In a recent study held by the Indian Council of Medical Research, it was seen that reality condom and a female condom made by Dr. Reddy's and MedTech Laboratory in Chennai are comparable in quality. Hence, India has the capacity to produce best condom according to global standards. Hindustan Gate, a public sector company, has also given a trust in production of women's condoms. The government of India has also resolved in its current phase the enhanced use of female condoms successfully. Corporate social and behavioral studies are also available in India now for the acceptability of such products. It is going to take considerable efforts of advocacy and research to enhance the use of female condoms in India. New technology of invisible condoms will go a long way towards this direction. Microbicides become a natural companion for this. Notwithstanding the failure of trials of non-oxymol 9, N9, the cellulose sulfate, and the recent ineffectiveness of Caradac, the development of microbicide remains a priority since this will be the earliest achievable product in prevention of STDs and HIV infection, especially in women. Particularly, some of the major preventive measures, although protecting man, do not protect women, such as circumcision and also treatment of HSV 2. Recent studies show that male semen is very effective in transmission of HIV viruses, again emphasizing that microbicides are the necessary products for protecting women against HIV. At the moment, 50 experimental substances, as possible vaginal microbicides, are being examined, and about a quarter of these agents are at various stages of human testing, and four of these are in advanced stages of clinical trials. The products are much fewer in categories of rectal microbicides. These two products will be very different since the rectum is much more vulnerable because of having only one layer of epithelium compared to the four layers in the vagina, thereby bringing in additional challenges. Microbicides have several modes of action, such as those which kill or inactivate pathogens, those which inhibit entry of pathogens in the vagina or cervical cells, and those which prevent pathogens from replicating. There are products available in each category under various stages of development. Some of them have undergone safety trials in India, such as the copper gel, Nipro 2000/5 gel, Nipramine tablet, etc. Although N9 and cellulose sulfate have also undergone trials in India, these have now been given up as immediate products because of inherent safety issues. One of the very effective means of protection is maintaining vaginal acidity as Dr. Gandhi has mentioned, through a companion product that is the lactobacilli dispense. India is developing some of its own microbicides which have various stages of trial, such as the running polyfuzzle, a neem-based microbicide which is completing phase 2 and moving to phase 3. Button, this is a human-based project, is in initial stages of phase 1 trial, and NIM-76, again a neem-based product developed by DPAS, which has passed preclinical toxicology and shows promise in a clean country for phase 1. NIPA in Chandigarh is developing a polysulfate microbicide, and CDR in Lucknow has developed a protease inhibitor which will go into the regenerative hygiene product, CONSTAT. This is promising since Tenofovir, another antiretroviral, has become part of the microbicide standard trial. NIRRH Mumbai has identified a microbicide from hemolymph of Indian crab, which has gone into animals for safety. Two other such protein and peptide-based products from NIRRH are Nissen and Magnum 8. All of these show the Ministry of Health's resolve to give a push to the development of microbicide in India, closely tracking the industry as well. This will enable India to be a very significant player in the fight towards HIV/AIDS, as it has done by making available cheap antiretroviral to the world. India has also created a large number of trial sites in Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Maharashtra, and creating one in eastern states, since 29 districts in West Bengal, Orissa, Bihar, Rajasthan have shown high prevalence. India is also developing its clinical research capacity through the enhancement of CROs and strengthening its regulatory bodies by creating a new national drug authority on the lines of US FDA, and strengthening its ethical review processes, introduction of the GCP and GLP guidelines, accreditation of its laboratories through the NABL, and starting accreditation of hospitals and clinical labs by introduction of clinical establishment bill shortly. It is also enhancing the reach and access through the National Rural Health Mission, which is a revolutionary program in India, supposedly one of the largest public health programs in the entire world. This will reach every home in rural India and put in a drawboard for the newly to be launched National Urban Health Mission, which will reach the urban slums, one of the neglected areas so far. I have also introduced a policy which will link contraception to safe sex. It has also empowered women by introducing injectable contraceptives, including emergency contraceptives, safe birth practices, to training of anesthetists, and making available money to ASHAS, the terminology called Affiliated Social Health Activists. That is a she, a volunteer health activist in each village. India has about 620,000 villages, and other national rural health mission intends to put up about 620,000 ASHAS. The last 1.5 years, we have been able to install about 544,000 ASHAS. All of these policies of the government of India will go a long way for the introduction of microbicides. It will be a formidable challenge to introduce a microbicide, even if I have one in the current moment. This will need more research in social and behavioral sciences, advocacy, reduction of stigma, and distilling the notion of promiscuity. I am happy that the Indian Council of Medical Research, along with the Department of Biotechnology, has floated a call for proposal data of microbicides and have funded all these successful applicants. In the same direction, the agreement with CONRAD and the Medical Research Council in United Kingdom will go a long way. I'm very glad that the conference organizers have funded a large number of young scientists and from Africa, nearly about 40% of the outside delegates are from African continent. Asia and other sub-Saharan countries, enabling them to attend this very, very important conference. I myself, a strong voter of development of microbicide, will be keenly monitoring progress in this field. I wish this conference all the very success and expect it to give me clear-cut recommendations for prevention of HIV/AIDS in especially the developing countries through new products and strategies. Have a good time in India and enjoy the incredible India. Thank you.
sir, who is changing the needs to developing technologies for HIV prevention and the initiatives taken in India in microbicide research. We would like to present the dignitaries on the dais with a memento, and I request Dr. Patrice Kamu to present a memento to the Honorable Minister for Health and Family Welfare, Dr. Amamani Dandar. Dr. Kamli Walia will present the memento. Dr. Sharmi Singh will present a memento to Dr. Minister. And the condition of the present romantic
the no conference of this magnitude can be
organized because of the support of the scientists and staff of the Indian Council of Medical Research and the ISR brothers. And I thank all the scientists and staff for this and the members of the Hotel Lasso and all the functionaries here who have been helping us throughout. Is to be duly thanked for their entire. This conference with a number of so many 24 to 4 days of conference of so many sessions with a huge number of participants, especially as the minister said, more than 80% is from international participants here, would not have been possible unless for the generous financial support which he received from large number of organizations whose names are there listed in the board. Just to name some of them, the Office of Health Research from NIH USA, the Microbicide Conference 2006, and the money which they could pass on to us for organizing this year's conference, Congress, International Partnership on Microbicides, USA, UNH, and within India, that's NATO, apart from ICMR, the DBT, DSC, and a number of other organizations which have given us liberal support for this organization, for this organization's conference, which is gratefully they are helped to stand, and Bartha Dhamma would not have been able to organize this speech extent. So thank you all once again, and welcome all of you for the session to Kerala and to enjoy the evening cultural program at the Kerala. And thank you.